when Elvis would get loaded on downers and choke, she would call doctors just in time when he OD'd. But the increasingly young females who now shared his bed couldn't handle such responsibility.
I can't take the food out of his mouth.
By the mid-1970s, there were other problems. When he wasn't constipated, when he wasn't so constipated, he carried trunks of Fleet enemas with him on tour.
Here, do this for me, will you, sweetie?
At autopsy, his fecal material packed thick in his sluggish intestines was chalky white. Elvis occasionally lost control of his bladder and bowels.
God.
This tended to happen in his sleep, which meant that more than one young woman awoke to find a surprise in bed.
Oh, that's nasty.
And there were quirks that made Elvis seem oddly like Howard Hughes. His refusal to bathe on a regular basis.
He can take a pill, man.
And his strict guidelines for a female company. If a prospective date had any dirt under her toenails, for example, she was immediately discounted.
This is unacceptable. You have dirty toenails.
Finally, there was a matter of his impotence, brought on, like his other health problems, by the massive quantity of pills that Elvis gulped on a daily basis.
Yeah.
In the first 8 months of 1977, Elvis ate more than 9,000 pills.
Mm. I mean, it's really unbelievable.
Do the math. Head?
Yeah, well, how long was that?
8 months, so 8 times 3, that being 240 days, he ate 9,000 pills. How many pills a day is that, Head? How many pills a day?
Hold on, it's 9,000, I'm sorry, 1 second.
30 days in a month, so.
So it's 9,000.
That's 240 days.
Mm-hmm.
How many?
37 and a half pills a day, or 1.56 pills an hour, or just over 0.02 pills a minute.
Way to break it down.
Jesus Christ.
Very good.
Good job. I like the one an hour. It's a pill an hour, basically.
And remember, when they pumped Elvis's stomach after he was dead, it sounded like gravel. Because there's so much
plastic in the pills, right?
That's how we're going to wind it up today with Elvis's autopsy of his stomach. When the king succeeded in coaxing a new woman into his bed, she was likely to be in for a rude awakening. Instead of sex, she would hear that Elvis needed to conserve his bodily fluids. Then either Billy Smith or Billy Smith's wife, Jo, would be invited into the red and black cave of a bedroom, asked to pull up a chair and share stories about whatever was on Elvis's mind. During this period, Elvis, who still considered himself the perfect man, fantasized about finding the perfect woman with which to have the perfect child, a boy, to be given the manly name John Baron Presley.
John Baron Presley in the Wild Wild List, riding down with his hot dog rolls.
If he didn't find such a woman, he would contribute to a sperm bank so the child could be conceived after his death.
Call me if this loses its frozenness.
Elvis never got around to it, in part because he spent his last days chasing Ginger Alden, who he'd first met and taken on a roller coaster ride when she was 5.
Uh-huh. Okay, Elvis Presley.
Why don't you give up on her, Smith would ask, since Ginger didn't return his affection?
Because I'm too old to train another one. There you go, man. She's the one for me. And Smith, of course, was Major Bill Smith.
Listen, that'll do it for our Elvis tribute show. Got tons more stuff that we never got to. We never got to the Hamburger James story. We'll do that one at Christmas time.
Yeah.
We never got to Elvis's flashlight. We never got to Elvis and Sweet and Low.
I love Elvis with the flash bulbs in the pool.
We never got to Elvis snake hunting. We never got to Elvis head hunting. We never got to Elvis's love of donkeys and ducks and turkeys. All of those on the next Elvis's Death Show. But let's close out by telling you the contents of Elvis's stomach at the time of his autopsy.
How many years ago today, Rob?
23
years ago today.
Yep.
Count them off with me at home. Codeine. Morphine. Quaaludes.
This is all in one tummy.
Valium. Valmiv. Placidol. Amitol. I always get that one wrong. Amitol. Nembutol. Demerol.
Wow.
And Sinutab.
Let's see.
Those are the items in Elvis's stomach at the time of his death.
Wow. There he is.
There you go.